Springbok 9:30 dossier. Every day at this time, we bring you dramatized stories of excitement, romance, and suspense from the files of interesting and fascinating people.
We present The Veil of Darkness, a story of violence and intrigue by Ron Evans.
I went off with a group of men to the home of the Yugoslav spy Kozat to take possession of his radio transmitter. Meanwhile, knowing that it might be rather awkward for him to ask Captain Saunders to return to the SS battalion, Colonel Horton suggested that Major Ramsden could be more persuasive.
You want me to go back and talk to Major Shear again?
Our survival's at stake, Saunders. Our only hope is to go 8 miles back into the pass. If Major Shear's men advance, they could cut us to pieces.
Sure, I know. Oh, well, I guess it was my fault in jumping the gun and telling Shear our little truce had ended.
In a way, yes, but you were doing the honorable thing. But now we need the truce to continue.
The German patrols will shoot and ask questions later.
I don't think so. Colonel Horton has sent a note to Major Shear to tell him that you'll be coming through at 0400 hours.
How did he manage that?
Well, he decided it would be best to let Shear have the message that we intercepted. He released the Yugoslav spy and told him to deliver it.
He let him go?
Yes, and he added a message of his own to expect you at 0400.
Hang on, Major. Am I hearing you right? This Yugoslav spy, what's his name?
Kozat.
Yeah, Kozat. He's now with Major Shear, right?
Well, I've said so twice.
Major, the man who definitely knows his way out of Rajek Pass, and you've sent him over to the Germans? I don't believe this.
But by heaven, you're right, Saunders.
Yeah.
Look, so much was happening that I never thought...
And it was this colonel's idea?
Well, yes, he made a quick decision to send Kozat over. Dear me.
Yeah, dear you. Dear us all.
All the same, Lieutenant Saleswoman can guide us over the pass. Kozat merely confirmed the existence of a route.
Aren't you forgetting something, Major? This Kozat can now guide the Germans across. They can chase us all the way to the coast.
If there's no truce.
You remember what Major Shear said? The truce only lasts until we get close to the sea. Then he is not honor-bound not to attack us.
Oh, dear. I think I should have stayed in the prisoner of war camp. At least there, my only worry was how long the war was going to last. But it's up to you, Saunders, to renegotiate a truce with Shear for as long as possible.
Yeah, if he's in the mood to negotiate at all.
A few minutes before 4 in the morning, Captain Saunders said goodbye to Sergeant Ryan, who was in charge of our rear guard, and set out along the floor of the valley. It was very dark, and at any moment he expected to be fired on by an advance SS patrol. He had walked no more than a mile when he saw a bright light suddenly switch on 100 yards ahead, picking him up in the darkness, its brilliance almost blinding him. Then it started to move slowly towards him. He realized it was a German half-track gun carrier. Captain Saunders stood his ground and waited.
Good morning, Captain Saunders.
Morning. I want to speak to Major Shear.
He sent me to meet you. Please get inside.
Are you Lieutenant Baser?
Yeah.
Well, I'm right pleased to find you aren't shooting at me yet.
No, Captain. Not yet.
I hope your major is in a good mood.
I do not think so. He has been kept awake for much of the night. It makes him very irritable.
As Major Ramsden would say, oh dear.
The You do realize, don't you, Captain Saunders, that this is a very strange way to run a war?
Major.
I was quite prepared to allow our previous arrangement to run for as long as feasible. Then you tell me your new commanding officer no longer wants a truce with me, and I make my plans accordingly.
Major, I was only
then
doing...
Then when I have everything ready to go, you come here with a request for another truce. Really, I find it very difficult to understand. Can you give me a good reason why I should cooperate?
We want to take our column back to Rajak Pass.
Why?
Because that's the way we want to reach the coast.
Oh, I see. You succeeded in decoding my message from General Volda.
Yeah.
And you know that a group of Tiger tanks are on the way to intercept you. Well, Captain, it could be in my interest to allow you into the pass, I suppose. Yeah, it is no country for tanks, is it? Not even our newest Tigers.
So then, you agree to reinstate the truce?
No, not exactly. Please, drink your coffee.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
It will be a limited truce. Very, very limited.
Major Shear, any kind of truce is welcome.
Well, let me acquaint you with my position. At present, I can advance and destroy your column this morning, and when the Panzer Group arrives from the north, they will find nothing left to do but return to base. Then I will be compelled to return to my own HQ. This, of course, I have no wish to do, as you must know.
Yeah, sure do. You'll be sent to fight the Russians, won't
you? Yeah, exactly. But if you go into Rajak Pass and I go after you, then you will be safe from the Tigers and General Walter will be forced to order me in pursuit. A pursuit that could take quite a long time. A week, perhaps more.
And that is what you propose?
Yeah. When your column is inside the pass, I shall keep my force at the entrance until I'm joined by the Panzers. They will be in radio contact, and I shall be able to explain the position to General Volda. The truce between us will last for as long as it takes the Panzers to reach me.
Well, that means late tonight.
No. No, I think they will take longer. Possibly next morning, huh? Yeah. I would say our truce will last until about this time tomorrow.
Well, Major, it's better than nothing. Well, I better get back and get our crowd on the move.
I will get Lieutenant Bracer to take you back while I issue new orders to my officers.
Oh, thanks, Major.
And my regards to Major Ramsden.
Sure.
As for this Colonel Horden, perhaps I will be able to speak my mind to him when he is a prisoner.
Found Kozat's house. It was in complete darkness. After surrounding it, myself and two South African soldiers went forward to the door and knocked. A frightened woman answered, and I told her why we had come. Without any further explanation, she showed us where the radio transmitter was kept. The South Africans packed it up while I checked on the external aerial. It had been carefully concealed high in a tree close to the house. I stripped it down and we made our departure, after assuring the apprehensive woman that her husband was safe and well. Obviously, she knew what we'd been up to, so she was left wondering who we were, because she never screwed up sufficient courage to ask. The house stood high on a hill overlooking a valley, and as we were beginning our descent, one of my men put a hand on my arm.
Look, sir.
What is it?
The loom of light, sir, over there. It must be about 10-20 miles away.
Well, you're right. Now, I wonder. Surely the Panzers can't have traveled this far south already.
Oh, well, the new Tiger tank is a fast mover.
Come on, chaps. We better put a move on.
We're only telling twice.
It was impossible to gauge the distance. We had not seen the actual lights, just the loom of them in the darkness, weaving and dipping as the vehicles traveled along rocky valley floors. There was no doubt in my mind as to what they were. And we left at the double. The sooner we got our column on the march back to Rajak Pass, the better.
Well, that sums it up, Colonel. The truce only lasts until the panzers reach the pass.
24 hours is long enough.
Yeah, and then Scheer is going to come chasing through the pass and over, thanks to your sending him the one man who can show him the way.
An oversight, Sanders.
With your permission, sir, I'll get the column on the march. Everyone's up and getting ready.
Good. We'll start out as soon as possible.
The Germans have patrols reaching close up to Sergeant Ryan's position. We'll have to pass them.
Rather awkward, what?
Well, a bit unnerving, but I'm sure that Major Scheer will keep his promise. I pulled back the Russians and the Poles from their position and told them to cover us on the march. Sergeant Ryan and his men will go ahead of the column and take up fresh positions at the entrance to the path, and then they'll revert once again to covering our rear.
Hang on a minute, Major. Are we taking the mules and the carts into the pass?
Well, we can use the carts to barricade the pass at some narrow point. Ryan can use them to hold off the Germans when they come after us. All that we're going to need for a week will be packed onto mules. Lieutenant Sale's young lady claims we can use them halfway, and then we'll have to abandon them at a ravine where we'll have to cross by rope.
Cross a ravine by rope? All these people?
It's the only way.
Oh, damn it all, Ramsden. You can't expect the women to go dangling over bloody ravines on a rope.
Well, if they want to cross, they'll have to.
And the wounded?
Well, I think we should worry about that when the time comes, sir.
Can't say I fancied playing Tarzan of the Apes myself.
Well, let's just hope it might not be necessary.
Damned undignified, I must say.
I don't think we got time to worry about dignity, sir. With a Waffen-SS on your tail, Colonel, I think you'll make it.
I'll thank you not to be personal, Sanders. Very well. Shall we get everyone on the road? Major Ramsden, I would like you to go on ahead and take over St. Ryan's party, just in case those Germans do get belligerent.
Weser, have you withdrawn all our advance patrols?
Ja, Herr Major. They are just coming in now.
Oh, I wonder if I'm doing the right thing. What do you think?
Well, I can't be sure, Herr Major.
Neither can I, Weser. Well, it's done now, and I've given my word.
What troubles me, Herr Major, is that the men know we are voluntarily allowing the Britishers to retreat into the pass.
Yeah. Well, it is a tactical move, is it not? As far as our men are concerned, we are about to bottle the enemy up inside and starve them out.
Leo?
Oh, don't worry about it, Weser. Unless, not to reason why, huh? As some famous British author once wrote.
Mayo, what am I to do with Cosette?
Yeah, Cosette. If he didn't know a way over the pass, I'd be happy to leave him dangling in a tree. Our military intelligence people must be out of their minds using peasant shepherds as couriers. You know how unreliable these Yugoslavs can be.
Yeah, Emil.
By the way, did you find out how the message was given to him in the first place?
He has radio contact with intelligence, Emil.
Well, we can't allow the fellow to go, and we can't trust him to stay.
Nein.
I suggest we keep him like a prisoner until we have a use for him, yeah?
Yeah, Herr Major. I will arrange for a round-the-clock guard to be kept on him.
Keep his hands bound behind him, and no less than 4 guards at one time.
Yeah, Herr Major.
If Ramsden's people get over the pass, we could be faced with an impossible task with Cosette. Yeah. He must be watched every minute.
Colonel something or other. I see you came to your senses at last.
Good morning, Lady Agnes. Oh. My name is Horden, Colonel James Horden.
Oh, yes. So you told me last night. I'm glad to see that we're moving into Rajek Pass at last. What made you change your mind, Colonel?
Many things happened during the night, and I concluded that it would now be to our advantage to do so.
Actually, I came to tell you I've heard a rumor that the carts are being abandoned in the park.
Quite correct, madam.
Which means the children and provisions will have to be carried.
We'll be keeping the mules. I'm told the route through the pass is impossible for wheeled vehicles.
Well, as long as we have the mules.
As far as the ravine.
What ravine?
You will have to swing across a ravine on a rope, my dear Lady Agnes.
I see. Something like the old assault course, huh? Went on many a one with my husband before the war. Bit of a challenge, you know.
You went on assault courses?
My dear late husband was in command of one at Heythrop. Oh, great fun. We used to do it every Sunday without fail.
Oh, I see.
You can't get rid of that pot belly, Colonel. I think you'll find it a frightful disadvantage when you go across.
When I arrived back, the column was already beginning to wend its way along the valley towards Rajek Pass. It was already light, but heavy clouds obscured the sun and brought the unwanted promise of rain. We handed the transmitter to Sergeant Manley, who had been in charge of the communications before the previous radio had been damaged beyond repair. Then I ran ahead and found Colonel Horden standing on a rock, watching the passing column. Lady Agnes was just leaving him, her face beaming a satisfied smile. However, Colonel Horden seemed far from pleased.
So you're back, Sale. Did you get the radio transmitter?
Yes, sir. As well as a battery and a hand crank.
Good. I think we can make use of it tonight.
What's more important, sir, the Panzer tanks are coming.
You actually saw them?
I saw the loom of their light, sir. They could have been anything between 10 and 20 miles down the valley.
Oh, damn it, old man. They're not expected until tomorrow. Here's Captain Saunders. Saunders, over here.
Yes, Colonel?
Lieutenant Sale says he spotted the Panzers.
No, not already.
For the loom of their lights.
Yes, I'm afraid so. Unless something delays them, they could be here before midday.
Gee, that is going to cause us problems.
Do you actually think they could catch up with us before we get everyone into the pass?
That's a distinct possibility, sir.
Dear me, what a tragedy that would be.
We still have the 60 landmines that Major Ramsden got from the partisans.
Oh, by Jove, yes, the mines.
Yeah, good thinking, Paul. Yeah, we can lay them between here and the pass.
Yes. I'll get a detail together and make a start.
Good man, Sale. Get on with it.
Yes, I will. Right away, sir.
I don't know what you feel, sir, but I reckon that's some shock, knowing they could have gotten this far so darn quickly.
We'll have to get a move on, Saunders.
Yeah.
Remember, our truce only lasts until the Panzers meet up with the Waffen-SS battalion. Then they're going to chase us into the pass. Dash it all, what rotten luck.
Well, I'll go and see everyone along. I reckon at the present rate, half of them are going to be caught.
Try telling a mule to hurry up, and he'll just look at you and come to a standstill. The path that the column trod was narrow, with steep hills rising more than 300 feet up on either side, a foretaste of Rajek Pass itself. The floor was rocky and strewn with boulders. In parts, it was less than 20 feet wide, which suited me because it gave me plenty of opportunity to strategically lay the mines. But it made hard work for the column as it slowly toiled its way towards the rearing entrance to the pass. Major Ramsden watched with Sergeant Ryan from halfway up a slope as the first carts came into view of the pass, our Russians and Poles in the van.
I went a mile into the pass very early this morning, sir, and I can tell you, after what I saw there, it'll be hard going for them.
Well, that's very interesting. What did you see, Sergeant?
Oh, there's just steep slopes and boulders as big as houses blocking the way.
Blocking the way completely?
From the look of them, they'll never get the carts past, sir.
Well, maybe that won't be such a problem. But people and mules can get by.
Aye, sir, but like I said, it'll be bloody hard going.
Well, that's all right. We'll be abandoning the carts once we're inside. Now, this is what I have in mind, Sergeant. I want you and your men to barricade the pass with them and hold off any pursuit.
Yes, sir, that's a very fine idea. The Germans will be able to outflank barricade by climbing the slopes, but it'll cost them plenty of men. And then by the time they come down the slopes, we'll have scooted.
Good. I can see you know what we're about.
Sir, there's something else that's been worrying me a bit. If you don't mind me asking, sir, when that American officer went back to the Germans, he was making some kind of a truce with them, like the one we had before.
No, not quite the same, Ryan. This one's a wee bit more shaky. Was there something in particular that made you ask?
Well, one of the lads was waving before and telling me that something was coming down the other way. Look, you can see it now, sir. Look over there. You see? One of them Jerry Hart tracks.
Yes.
We can chase it back, sir. There may be more of them behind.
No, it's stopped. I don't think so, Sergeant. The crews are getting out. Just pass me those binoculars. Let me...
Hold on a bit. You'll have to adjust them because I was looking for them a few minutes ago.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. Yes, I can see them quite clearly. It's Major Scheer and his adjutant. They must have come to see our people going into the pass.
I tell you, it's a great temptation, sir.
What is?
Well, one flick of the hand, sir, and my lads could wipe them out in a single burst.
Now, don't even think of it, Sergeant. Keep your infernal hands at your sides. Dearie me, just the thought of it's enough.
And if you don't mind me saying, sir, I got another thought, sir. We could even take them prisoner, sir. That would be a feather in your cap.
No, a truce is a truce, Sergeant. In fact, I think I'll pop down there for a chat with them.
You what? You're going for a chat with the SS? Do you mean you're going for a chat with the SS just like that?
Like what?
Well, I don't know. Like it's Sunday afternoon in Hyde Park.
Oh, one never knows. I might learn something to our advantage. But see your men cover me, Sergeant.
I'll do that, sir.
Just in case.
A fine morning for a walk in the country, yeah?
In my opinion, there's too much walking in the country. You're lucky having those half tracks.
We are, yeah.
But there'll be no use to you in the pass. If you come after us, it'll have to be on foot.
I know. But that is in the future. Your people are making good time.
Yeah, they've every reason to do so, knowing how close you are.
Apart from two patrols in the hills, all my men are still in camp. Reza and I thought it a good idea to come along and see how you are managing, without being too obvious about it, of course.
You're still managing to avoid taking orders from your HQ?
Yeah, so far. But I can't make any more excuses once the Panzers arrive. I hear that you lost command, Major Amston.
Yes, indeed.
This new man strikes me as being... different.
What gives you that idea?
He was ready to break the truce without informing me. I was very angry when I heard that.
Well, at that time, I don't think he fully understood the situation.
He does so now?
Oh, yes, Major Scheer. He knows.
One of your men is coming down, Major Ramsden.
Oh, so he is. I can't quite make him out. Oh, yes, it's Captain Sanders.
I seem to be seeing a lot of this American officer. Nice fellow. Quite civilized for an American, I mean. Oh, he stopped. I think he wants you to go over and speak to him. Perhaps he has some great military secret to convey. Something I should not be allowed to hear.
What is it, Saunders?
Bit of bad news, sir. The Panzers are coming up behind the column.
You mean that, Lieutenant?
Lieutenant Sale saw their lights an hour or so before it got light. He reckons they could be here pretty soon.
Deary me. I hope we can get everyone into the pass first.
Well, I think we'll make it. Lieutenant Sale has gone back to plant some mines.
Well, Saunders, it was a very short truce.
Are you going to tell Major Scheer?
Now, that's a question. Should I?
Well, he isn't expecting them till tonight or tomorrow morning, so he's about to be caught napping.
I'll tell him, Saunders. Yes, it's only fair. It'll give him a chance to deploy his force at the entrance to the pass before the tanks arrives. You know, look a bit more businesslike.
When do you think the tail end of the column will be inside the pass?
Say, another hour?
Well, let me go and give Shear the bad news. I hope he takes it well.
Darkness was written by Ron Evans, produced by Yolan Dottman, and directed by Henry Diffenthal.
Springbok 930 Dossier, dramatized for broadcasting and brought to you on Springbok Radio.